Good morning, church. I can tell you that it is good to be here this morning. I'm excited to sing and praise the Lord. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here and that we got songs to sing here this morning. And so, Father, not looking out at the gloomy weather that's out there, but just focusing on you, not looking at circumstances this morning, but simply focusing on you. So, Father, as we press in towards you, Father, we want to come to you now in spirit and in truth. And, Father, we know that you're going to reward us when we do that. Just give us an awesome time of worship. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. God, one day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. Willingly we choose to surrender our lives. Willingly our knees will bow. With all our heart, soul, mind and strength, we gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Just as you are before your God. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Just as you are before your God. Come.
That's the important part. Come. Just come. Don't hold back, but come to him.
Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God.
God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth another. 1 John 4:7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7 and 8.
We're covering 1 John quite a bit here today. 1 John 4:7 and 8. 1 John 3:1, the previous song. It's a good book. Short little book, but good. Lots of love.
Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages, Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious Almighty God. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air are silent to call out your name. The earth has no voice, I have no choice but to magnify God unashamed. Let the rocks be kept silent for one more day. Let the whole world sing out, let the people say. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages, Almighty, most holy Lord. Almighty God, with time marches on, with innocence gone, and the darkness has covered the earth. When spirit still dwells, he speaks, it is well, and the hopeless still offers.
word, new birth. He will break the leash of death, it will have no sting. Let the prisoner go free, join the dance and sing. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious almighty God. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious almighty God.
You know, that's something that we see in our lives. We can read the Bible. We can hear testimonies about that. Almighty, most holy God. He is faithful like that. He doesn't change. And He is faithful through the ages. He doesn't change. So that's true when it says that Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When He rolls up His sleeves, He ain't just putting on the ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in His footsteps and lightning in His fist. Our God is an awesome God. Well, the Lord wasn't joking when He kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that He shed His blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Well, judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God.
sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. The sheep of his hand, just the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of his hand. Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning of the noontide heat and the burden of the day. Oh, safe and happy shelter, oh, refuge tried and sweet, oh, trysting place where heaven's love and heaven's justice meet. As to the holy patriarch, that wondrous dream was given, so seems my Savior's cross to me a ladder up to heaven. There lies beneath its shadow, but on the further side, deep and wide, and there between us stands the cross, two arms outstretched to save, a watchman set to guard the way from that eternal grave. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my stricken heart with tears, to wonders I confess, the wonders of redeeming love and my unworthiness. I take a cross
thy shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. Content to let the world go by, to know no gain or loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross.
I really like the fourth verse and how it ends. It says, and from my stricken heart with tears I confess two wonders. They are the wonder of redeeming love and my unworthiness. That when we come to him, he doesn't reject us. He takes us all.
Soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wondering eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious to the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, one with the Father known, one with the Spirit through him given from yonder glorious throne. To thee be endless praise, for thou for us hast died. Be thou, O Lord, through endless days adored and magnified.
I'm going to enjoy singing that someday up in heaven. And there's not going to be any time restrictions. And I believe that we'll also have the inspiration that we can add 100 verses to that song and just sing, crown him with many crowns. Indeed, it's going to be wonderful.
Encamped along the hills of light, the Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Is love our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph draw. I paid they like a whirlwind's breath, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, why raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know, his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of life, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord. He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
The sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know it is the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions in each face. And I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, have it your way. Let me pray according to thy will. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. Hallelujah. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, what a great promise. What a great expectation. Hallelujah. He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. By Thee, O Lord, we have gone through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. It is God that girdeth us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet and seateth us upon high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the power that we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is He that He is within us than he that's in the world. Let us realize today who we are in Christ Jesus. We're not defeated, but we are victorious. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. What mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. He says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we may show forth praises to Him that called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you today for what we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, how we are, Lord, how victorious we are. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not below. Hallelujah. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those who listen to us and those who watch us in the webcast, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory. Let us all realize today who we are in Christ Jesus, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are children of the Most High God, and we not no reason to be depressed, but we have a good reason to shout hallelujah and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Now as we are about to receive this offering, we thank you, Lord, for being a provider, for being Jehovah Jireh, who's supplied all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you for all the things that you've done, all the provisions that you've done, the peace that you have given us, the peace that the world cannot give. And we thank you today and praise you for mighty victory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank today everyone that has given to this ministry. All over the world have been with us, praying for us and giving to this ministry. We want to say today that we appreciate you. We are grateful for your giving and for your prayers. And we praise God for you, and we pray for many blessings upon each and every person that has given to this ministry, that has given for the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for providing for these needs, O Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are source. You are the one, O Lord, that, O Lord, that you are the provider. You are the keeper and the shade on our right hand. And we bless you and thank you today for victory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every person has their purpose in their hearts. Let them give, not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, O Lord, for putting in our hearts to give to the work of the Lord and to give with gladness. And we praise you and thank you. Thank you for blessing the offering today and make it multiply. We also pray today that the anointing will be upon the pastor as he brings the message to us. Give him, O Lord, joy and peace in his heart and freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's children said, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm here today. Last week, I was sick of the dog, and I had to watch the service. We had a webcast, and there's nothing like to be in person. So I'm very, very happy to be here today. Before we take the children out, listen closely now. Before we take the children out to classes, we're going to have some music for you. Yes, Alfred, some nice music. I think you're going to like it. All right? You know, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church was founded in 1985, which makes us now about 21 years old. 25, 26 years old. So anyway, this is like a combat regiment. And you know, when you join the Army or the Air Force, whatever it is, you join a unit, and the unit has been around for a long time, and you do serve your time. Well, in the 90s, I had an assistant pastor and a song leader that was with us for about 7 or 8 years, and his name is William Chacon, or Bill Chacon. And we're happy today to have Pastor Bill back with us. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to come and sing one song right now. Then I'm going to come back and preach. And after that, he's going to come back and do two more songs for us here today. So right now, Pastor Bill, come on up. And we're very happy to have you and your wife Janice here today. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be back. I moved away a few years ago, and I've been wanting to come back for a while, but, you know, God has everything in His own perfect timing, and I'm just really thrilled to see what's happening in this ministry going out into all the world. And I'm just glad the pastor has allowed me to come and just be a little part of it. Pastor John and Ina have been so good to us throughout the years, to my wife and I, Janice, and we feel like we owe him everything. And but you know, he's a man and she's a woman that loves the Lord. How many of you know that? I've done a lot of evangelizing, a lot of music, and a lot of churches. I haven't met one person. I know he doesn't like me to say this stuff, but I haven't met one man or one woman that loves the Lord more than these two. And you know, you're really blessed to be in this congregation. You know, I was misinformed, and I'm glad Charles questioned me. He doesn't even know he questioned me, but he did. And I thought that this song, the singer of this song, had passed away. And I was praying, and my wife was saying, "Oh, Lord, how did you let this happen?" A nice-looking young man that just loved the Lord, and he sang this song. And I was misinformed. And Charles and I talked Wednesday night, and he says, "Well, I think the other guy." So anyway, I went on the computer, and I found out that it was not Steve Green that passed away in an airplane accident in 1982, but it was Keith Green. Now, Keith Green brought us, "Oh, Lord, You're Beautiful." Now, you sing that here, I believe, Pastor. That's a beautiful song, too. But Steve Green brought this song, and I was so blessed by it, I put it on my new CD. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that after Pastor speaks and how it came about with that new CD. But, when I came to Pastor's church, I think it said in 85, 86, I must have come somewhere around
91,
okay. But that makes me younger then, right? Okay, good. You know, I did a lot of playing in nightclubs and rock and roll and stuff like that. You know, and when I came to that church, I didn't know one gospel hymn. And between them and my wife, they got a hold of me, and I started singing gospel music. And I did start leading the worship for Pastor, and I did it for many years there and had a beautiful time and learned a lot about music there. And I've gone on from there, and I pastor a church myself, and now I'm really into the music part of it, which I love to sing to the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us throughout, David was quite a singer, apparently. So this song, I believe, was one of the most beautiful songs written. I'm going to start with that. I'm not going to play the one that I wrote until afterwards, but we can start this one.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Lonely people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides a silent Christ, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. In a world where wrong seems right, what could be too great a cost for sharing love with one who's lost? Through His eyes our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear those words of life, only we can share. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door.
Praise the Lord. That was supposed to be a harmonica solo there, but I forgot my harmonica. I'll bring it up next time.
Well, praise God. I want to take a few moments here with you and share some things. I haven't been there for about 2 weeks now. What is happening in the world and what we can expect to happen. Now, if you've been watching the news, you can pretty well tell that all the news outlets pretty much give out the same information. And the reason for that is that all the news media is controlled by the same people. We do not really have an independent news media in the world today. Now, the world government is in charge. They have completely, they are controlling Western Europe, the United States, and Canada. We are pretty well controlled here. But Russia is still a wild card. Now, to those of you that might not know history that much, the Russian Revolution was a Jewish revolution. We had Trotsky, we had Stalin, Lenin, and most of the people that were part of the Bolshevik Revolution were actually Jewish, and they were parallel with the Zionist movement. And so the Russian people are very wary of the Jewish people in the world. And so Putin right now and others, they are fighting the world government, which is controlled by Jewish people that are promoting the Antichrist. I'm not saying this to be anti-Semitic. I'm simply saying this is the way it is. Now, if you notice, if you're living in the United States, we had a drunk and a drug addict that is an actor, and he got into trouble the other week, a few weeks ago, when he simply spoke out and ranted about his Jewish boss that was running the show. And you don't say that, even if Hollywood is controlled completely by Jewish people, you're not supposed to say that. That is not right. Now, Christian Dior had a British designer, and he got drunk one night, about a week ago, and he began to unravel and rant about the people, the Jewish people that are controlling that industry. And it only took about 2 days before he was fired and executed in the media, and he's out. So what I'm telling you is simply this. If you speak against Israel, if you have anything negative to say about anything, or if you begin to talk about control, you are in danger. China is dominated, but is not controlled. Now, if you notice, we had a Tiananmen Square uprising in the 1990s, and we had the Western media was there and tried to blow it up, and the Chinese government blew it out. And right now, the Chinese government has simply called in every foreign journalist in China and told them this. We do not want you to film our demonstrations. We don't want you to talk about anything else. We're not going to have it. So the Chinese government knows that unless they put the lid on, it's going to blow for them. The same thing with Saudi Arabia. They know now that they have to clamp down because something is happening. What is happening? Well, the world government is flexing its muscles. We do know from the Bible that there's going to be an Antichrist. There's going to be a one world government, a one world global economy. We know that's coming. It's not going to come overnight. It's going to be a gradual coming in. And right now, the world government is simply flexing its muscles to see how far can they push right now and to create chaos. They want a global currency, And by the way, we have a global currency. It's in America dollars. The reason we have not become like Portugal and Spain is that we print the money. They don't. And we have bigger print prices than they do. But someday, the reckoning will come home. There's global banking. I'm working right now on the Kabbalah book number 3. And the banking is tied in the world, completely tied in. Not even the Chinese can do business, or the Russians. They have to use our banking system. When I say our, I'm talking about the world government banking system. Even Iran hates it, but they have to use it. Notice this. As soon as a dictator or somebody's out of order, what's the first thing they do? They freeze their assets. Now, would I put confidence in you if you have a lot of money? You put it in Switzerland, and you think it is safe. It's not safe anymore. Your assets will be frozen if you go against the grain. Now, in 1898, the world government met in Basel, Switzerland, and they had about 26 different points that they made. And here's one of them they made. They simply said this. We're going to build up the middle class. We're going to build it up to a very high standard, unnatural, through speculation. And we're going to make the masses used to a good living. And once we have built that up and they are used to a good living, we're going to crash it so that they will come and eat out of our hands. Well, 10 years ago, you took a carpenter here in California, and he simply said, well, I work for nothing less than $40, $35, $40 an hour, and that was looked at, you know, as not too exuberant. You take a carpenter today, he's glad if he can make $9 an hour. And you find out today that people are working for minimum wage. And the standard of living in the United States has gone down. People cannot afford to buy anymore what they used to do. This is by design. There's more coming. What about democracy? Democracy is an illusion. Democracy does not exist. Our nation was never a democracy. It was a republic based upon law. Democracy is based upon the rule of the mob. If the mob votes this way, we go that way. But you know, the poor people in North Africa, in other nations, they want democracy. They don't know what they're asking for. And so they're fighting for that. Food is a weapon. Now, as you watch the news coming out of North Africa, I'm going to tell you this. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya, they do not produce enough food to feed their own people. They need constant import of food. And that's why these dictators do not know what to do, because food is a weapon. Finally, what can we expect? Well, we do not know how much time we got left. But here's a model that the world government has. Out of chaos, they will bring order. That's what they've done over the years. As Christians, what we need to do is simply this, to keep our eyes on Jesus. The world is going to be in turmoil up and down. Oil prices are going to go wild. We're going to be really pinched. But there's one thing that never will change, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All these things have been foretold. They will happen. If we know it, we walk in with Him, we cannot be shaken. We're going to be safe and secure in the arms of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We're going to have our prayer time. The world government has approved the request from speculators and oil companies for a huge profit taking on the oil market. There's no human force that can oppose these price gauging of the people in the world. There's no shortage of oil, since the Saudis have increased their production, and a number of other oil producers are increasing their production in order to capitalize on high oil prices. Now, oil ended up at 104.42 per barrel Friday afternoon. Remember, the Obama administration is refusing to issue more new permits for coastal oil drilling. There's no more. The Democrats have locked up the huge oil reserve in Alaska and other places, all in the name of the environment. Massive prayer is the only thing that is going to stop this madness. So we're going to pray for that. Now we're talking to us about finances. We need first to thank God for the blessing of our finances. Some 3 weeks ago, we asked for help in finishing printing of the cover of Christian Dynamics Course 1. Estimated cost for $2,000. That need has been met, and for this we praise the Lord. We got that money. However, we have not been able to pay the rent for the month of February, and as of today, we owe $1,500. Please pray with us, and if you are not given anything yet this month, would you consider to do so? We're dragging behind on tax payments to the ministry. Our income has been too low, and there's not been money left over to make tax payments. This must be reversed, or the ministry will be in legal trouble with the U.S. government. Please pray and ask God what He wants you to do. To be in good financial standing, we need people to give on a regular and monthly basis. And this is the biggest need for the ministry, to increase our monthly donor base. Those of you that are watching us, I do notice that we have a lot of people that you have never written us, never contacted us, but you watch us every Sunday, or you watch the videos during the week. You like what you hear, you enjoy it, you think we are right on, but for some reason, you have never put a dime into the ministry. If we don't hear from our friends, now we know this, the devil is not going to come and says, okay, you need $5 million, I'll send it to you. He's not going to do that. People that don't like us are not going to give us money. It's going to be God's people. It's going to help us out. So please, if you can, we really appreciate that. Okay, let's stand for prayer. Those of you that would like to pray with us, come on up. They normally come up. And we're also going to pray today for Michael Burns, that he needs a breakthrough in jobs. So we're going to pray for him on that. So here's the oil slip. And I get the wrong one. Okay. I'd like you to pray for the finances. And I'd like you to pray, we're going to pray for him, that he gets some jobs. Would you stand with us as we pray?
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and we just want to say that we praise your name. And Lord, finances, they're not a problem for you. And so we know that your word says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It also says that you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. So Father God, we thank you that you would move upon the hearts of men to give into your kingdom. And that's pretty much how you do it, Lord. You don't prompt the Federal Reserve to print money for us. But you work in the hearts of men, and they either do what you prompted them to do or they don't. And so, Lord, we thank you for moving to get people to give into your kingdom, and that we can go forward, Lord. And we have faith to believe that that's what's going to take place. And Lord, the world says the economy is bad, and then at the same time they say it's improving. They got, they're in confusion. So, Father God, we can thank you that we are not limited to what they have to say, and we don't live in their economy. We live in a supernatural economy. Amen. And Lord, it's going to be your way if we will submit to walk in the ways that you've outlined for us. So we thank you, Father, for that, that you will fill the ranks here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, that these seats won't be empty out here. And we thank you, Lord, for sending in people that want to praise your name. Not those that show up and stand like corpses, but those that really want to get involved. So we thank you for sending some people that way and swell the ranks here. And then also for swelling our ranks throughout the world over the internet. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God, to stand here and to pray, Lord God, that you will help us in every way and that we will keep our eyes on you, Lord God, and Jesus. And Lord, we have a great problem in America. And the problems that we have is a lot of Christians today do not walk in the light. And Lord, I pray for those Christians. I pray that we all will take a stand against what the devil is trying to do against us, and that we will take a stand as Christians to battle the warfare against the devil through prayer and through trusting and through faith and our Father in heaven. And Lord God, it's not easy to come up here on Sunday and pray for the situation with the oil in this country and gas prices in this country. Because for me, I don't have any control whatsoever over the issues. But God, I put my faith in you, God, that you do have the ability to move mountains through us. And Lord God, I'm asking you to please move mountains and shake this world up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that we start walking in the light and start doing what is right and turn our ways away from the way of this world. And Lord God, I love you. I give you all the praise and honor and glory for my day. And Lord, I pray for America, and I pray for the Christians and for the lost, and that we will turn our hearts and we will repent in America. And if we can do this, I believe God will give us more time on this earth. But we have to repent and we have to turn our eyes upon Jesus. And that's everyone. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we have the privilege to call upon the name of the Lord. No matter what the need is, no matter how big the problem is, we can call upon the name of the Lord. it is in the Word. Call upon me and I will answer thee, and I will do great and mighty things that you knowest not. And we call in upon you right now. I want to add something to the prayer of Michael about the oil. And if all of us are in agreement, stretch your hands towards the altar, that we all come in agreement about the oil crisis. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no matter what the trend is, the trend might be upward, but God can make it come downward. And when it starts coming downward, it will not stop, but go lower and lower and lower. Oh Lord, we don't care what the one world government does. We don't care what the banksters do, or the speculators and the manipulators do. Oh Lord, we know what God can do. And that's what we trust. And that's what we count on. What God can do on this oil crisis. And the bigger the problem is, the bigger the miracle. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for mighty victory, O Lord. And we will be with overwhelm, O Lord, those people that try to bring the oil higher and higher. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We know whom we serve, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, because we know whom we serve. And now I want to pray. We want to pray all in one accord about Michael Burns. Heavenly Father, he's a faithful servant. Oh Lord, he loves you with all his heart. And we ask you today for a mighty breakthrough in the business world. Open doors, we pray, Lord, that no man can shut. And close doors that no man can open. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need there is, O Lord. And let it be a backlog of orders, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory. And we give you this, all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. Amen and amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for our prayers on the altar. The smoke is coming up, Father God, and in due time, every prayer shall be answered that was spoken here today. And we thank you, we bless you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. This is normally testimony time, and we're going to have a testimony here by Bill DeChicane. So you are on. So come on up.
Praise the Lord. You know, I graduated from Trinity Bible College, and every time I sit under Pastor Terrell here, I feel like I've learned more in one sermon than I did in 2 years in Bible college. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, it's interesting how God set this in order here. Pastor came up to me at the beginning. I was going to do these songs at the beginning. And he said, we changed the format, and I see why he did it now, I believe it. Because, I wrote this song many years ago, and I never recorded it. And then some few months ago, probably about 7 or 8 months ago, you know, Janice came to me, my wife, and talked to me and said that there was a guy, an atheist, that came on television, and he made the statement that he didn't understand how a president of the United States could kneel and pray to an unknown imaginary friend in the sky. And you know, that really got under my skin because, you know, obviously does not have a relationship with the Lord. And we that have a relationship with the Lord know that he's not an imaginary friend. He's the creator of the world. And you know, he had the audacity to say this. And you know, I said, well, you know what? If he can say this, then I can write my song, because it's really a testimony of my life. And I think the timing is just right for it, because at one time I felt a little bit like he did, until God got a hold of me in his perfect timing. And it was in a place called Disneyland. And I was riding on the unsaved Christian. I was riding through the Pirates of the Caribbean. And I remember I used to have such tranquility there. I'd say, wow, this is where I want to be. You know, I like it here. I never wanted to get off that little boat because it was so peaceful there. I didn't want to go out and deal with my business world anymore. I just wanted to ride on the Pirates of the Caribbean. And I felt like I had a peace there. I never realized at that time that the only peace comes through Jesus Christ. And I wrote this song after I got off of there. I never knew what I was going to do with it. But this guy's statement really angered me. And I said, you know, this is the time for me to record it. And I've called the song, it's the title of my CD that I just recorded. It's called Reality. And let me get my harmonica on this time so I won't forget when I have my lead in the harmonica. There we go. There it was. Pastor, I found it. Okay. All right, there it is. Okay, reality.
Once believed in fairy tales, rabbit's foot and old fables, Disneyland's where I long to be, and never leave there my fantasy. Silly, but it's true, oh my Lord, I didn't believe in you. But I believe in you, oh my Lord, for all those trials you brought me through. That showed me a love I've never known of, and Jesus, you're no fantasy, you're true. Once believed in Santa Claus, and hiding eggs was Easter's cause, and wishing wells I would pretend, I'd toss a coin in my dreams it'd send. Silly, but it's true, oh my Lord, I didn't believe in you. But I believe in you, oh my Lord, for all those trials you put me through. Have shown me a love I've never known of, and Jesus, you're no fantasy, you're true. Through, have shown me a love I've never known of. Jesus, you're no fantasy, you're true. You showed me love I've never known of. Jesus, you're no fantasy, you're true.
Praise the Lord. You know, how many of you know that that's the whole thing about Christianity is a relationship with the Lord. You know, Pastor talked about, you know, when Warren and I went with him to pray, because, you know, he was a balloon that the air had been deflated out of. And, you know, we took him and we had lunch with him and we prayed for him. And what we did was give back some of what he had given us. He taught us, you know, that no matter how things look, never forget who you are. Never forget who you are in the Lord. And, you know, all we did was remind him of that. Sometimes we have to be preached what we preach, Pastor, you know, and we have to use a little bit of it ourselves. And he pulled me up many times out of the miry clay, pulled me up many times and prayed for me. And he, when I came to him, I was like a deflated balloon. And my wife was too. And he like got some helium in us. I saw some helium balloons today on TV that they picked up a house with them. And that's what he did with us. He put helium in us and made us feel that way. I'm going to sing one more for you. You know, in Revelation, and this is the truth is that as Christians, we know that one of our professions of faith and what we believe is that Christ is going to come back again and that he rose from the dead. Okay? That's one of our professions of faith. If we don't believe that, we have no hope. And so, you know, in Revelation 1:17-18, it says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." And this song really struck me as when someday that I'm going to see him. As all of us are, okay? I've never seen the Eiffel Tower, never seen the streets of Rome. Never seen the world's seven wonders, but I'll see the greatest wonder the day when I go home. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'll see him smile, open his arms, and walk my way. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna look into his eyes someday. I've never seen that much of riches, never seen that much of fame. Seen that much of worldly treasures, and if I never do, Lord, I haven't missed a thing. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'll see him smile, open his arms, and walk my way. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna look into his eyes someday. Never seen that much of fame.
never seen that much of worldly treasures. And if I never do, Lord, I haven't missed a thing. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'll see him smile, open his arms, and walk my way. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna see Jesus. I'm gonna look into his eyes someday. I'm gonna look into his eyes someday. I'm gonna look into his eyes someday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to say one thing. I'm going to open this up, and this is, I believe, why God had me wait till the end here. But what I'd like to do is open up. Now, this CD, I'm going to offer, and I told Pastor and Charles that they're free to give it to anyone that wants to give to this ministry. And whatever amount it is, it doesn't matter. If you give to this ministry, then you can receive a free copy of my CD. And I just pray that you enjoy it, all of you that get a copy. And it's just my one little way of trying to give back to the Lord what he's given to me. But you feel it in your heart, you want to give to this ministry, because how many of you know, with the world situation, we need a pastor like Pastor Terrell to speak what God has given him. Amen? And I would just like to offer that to anyone that wants to give to this ministry. They can receive a copy of my new CD. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. Okay, you're up first, Bob. I want to say one thing. I've been reading this scripture on a daily basis, you know, trying to let it soak into me. And I can't absorb it all at one time, I guess. You know, maybe some people can, but I got to let it sink into me. And so I got to read it time and again. And I'm asking God to really break it down for me. And it kind of blew my mind the first time I read it. But it's in Luke 16. It's called the Parable of the Unjust Steward. But in verse 8 it says, "And the Lord commended the unjust steward." Right there that blew my mind. It said, "Because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations." Then verse 10, it says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." So anyway, I believe that's a good word for us for this day and age that we're living in. Because we have to, we can say it's all in Jesus' hands. And it is, but he put a lot in our hands. And, you know, I think it's prudent to watch what is going on in the world and be educated and stay abreast of it. And we can pray for the price of oil to go down, but it's not smart to go buy one of these old Suburbans that gets 7 miles to the gallon. You know what I'm saying? So there's an example of what I'm talking about. We need to be wise. Okay, Bob.
Hi, everyone. I have a couple of testimonies that are pretty vital to me, and I think it will be to you. But first, I want to thank God Almighty for bringing Bill Chacon and Janice here today. I noticed something very interesting in this church. Many of us were gone for a while. We fell off a turnip truck for a long time. But now I see Michael Blair here and his family now. And Luba, who once played piano when I was doing the worship music all those years ago, which is an interesting story, by the way. Bill had to leave to go to Bible school at the time, and Warren as well. So Pastor Terrell called Dora and I into his office, and he said, we had a big prayer last night, Ina and I, and we were saying, well, what are we going to do? Our worship team is leaving. Warren had to go business-wise, and Bill had to leave for college, to become an ordained minister. And he said, but the Lord answered us, because here's my music team right here. And Dora and I put up the most incredible objections. I mean, we would have won any debate except against John Terrell, because all he kept saying was, I hear you saying, but how can you argue with that? See? Well, imagine how you'd feel. Dora and I could sing beautifully together, and that's what got us in trouble. We used to sit right behind Pastor and Ina, and he couldn't help but overhear this harmony coming his way. So we had that made, but when it comes to playing guitar, that was different, because we were up against Bill Chacon and Warren Campbell, who Warren had a guitar when he was born, I think. And Bill had these great stories, too. And I love Bill for another reason, because he's also a combat war veteran like me, and he paid some heavy dues in Vietnam. He didn't tell that story, but, he came to God because he was an angry, angry person in a bed with his leg all messed up, and somebody gave him a Bible. He said, put it up there, or something like that. And he shook his bed in anger, and the Bible fell off and hit him in the head. And I asked him once, I thought, that's a great platform story, but is it true? He says, yes, it is. So I had a lot in common with Bill, except he could play a guitar. And I just took up a guitar because I didn't drink or smoke in the military, so I went with a couple guys who did, and I plunked around for years. And Dora took up guitar because she had to have an instrument in Germany to teach children. So we could play a number of chords and so forth, and we put up this big objection to Pastor. But it didn't do a bit of good. He just kept pointing up there. So Bill left, and Warren, and suddenly, 2 weeks later, we had to step up on the other platform, choking, to death, and hit it. Well, it happened that we were very good together, but we couldn't play guitars like they could. Well, I'll tell you something, 2.5 years later, we were better. A whole lot better. And the other interesting thing was I knew those songs because I'd been singing harmony with you for years because I still have some of your tapes in the car. See? I was singing, Where Could I Go? Janice's favorite song. And that song. So I was probably the only one here that can kind of sing along with you about it. Anyway, so it was a real blessing that I thank God for that. Like I thank God for Michael Blair and his family. So good news is the escrow on that house that we've struggled with for almost a year now, we'll close on Wednesday at last. And that burden, that extra almost $800 a month that we didn't have, what we've had to pay for an empty house, will be over. And that will be stepping away. The other blessing for me that I want to report on, is I'm really grateful for, is to be yesterday with the group up at Thomas Burns' grand opening, if you will, of his new business. And I reflected on that a lot. And in fact, I spent till midnight or last night making a movie out of the pictures I took. I'm going to make a little video movie for you with that. I just need an interview with you to put a personalized, and we'll put it right online along with keywords, and you might get some phone calls. So really excited to finish that. But it was a blessing to be with all the people there and to see what you've accomplished, which is right out of the Old Testament. God is teaching and build a business. Trust God, build it a day at a time, a brick at a time, if you will, and you've done that. And I admired you for it. I realize it's not just you, but it does take work, along with faith in God, to accomplish these things. So those are my testimonies for today. And thanks again, Bill. I look forward to doing more with you. My fingers were even itching when you're playing out there. I knew I couldn't compete with you, but I can do rhythm in the background. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
That man wants to play guitar. All right. Yeah. Okay. I was thankful for the great turnout that I had yesterday also. I said to myself, well, you know, if 20 people say that they'll be there, you can expect, you know, 10 to 12. And so I expected 20, and I think I got about 30. So that was really a blessing. And also we were blessed by the weather. It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. There was no flies, you know. That was a blessing in itself. Yeah. And we had good fellowship, and it went, you know, some things can drag on forever. That it went in a good amount of time, and I was blessed. So I was blessed to have some friends. You know, those were my friends that I really know are my friends that were there. So, and that was a blessing to me. Okay, any more testimonies today? Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day and for our many blessings, Lord. And thank you for the extra music that we got today, Lord. You know we love that. And we thank you, Father, for your hand to be upon each one of us as we go this week. Cause us to take time to study the Word. Cause us to take time to be involved in what you have going on. And Father, we just thank you for peace. Bill talked about peace, Lord, and it is wonderful to have that peace, to know that we can rest in you. And so I thank you for that. For me, it's been a great comfort to have peace in my heart. So thank you for all these things, Lord. We thank you for safety on the way home for everybody and a good, prosperous week. And we thank you for filling this house next Sunday. And at 10:30, when the service starts, where we can all sing and praise the Lord. And we thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.